This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Foreign investment is on the rise in the U.S., according to a new report out today from Brookings, the think tank. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what sort of jobs that means for the American economy.
Companies that foreigners have invested in employ more than 5 million U.S. workers, according to the Brookings report, with lots of jobs in manufacturing, but more and more in banks, high-tech, even pharmaceuticals. Debashree Saha wrote the report. She says the foreign investment isn't just clustered in a few big cities.
In Raleigh, North Carolina, more than 50% of jobs in, you know, pharmaceutical manufacturing is in the FDI sector.
FDI stands for Foreign Direct Investment. Saha says FDI in the U.S. fell by more than half from 1999 to 2012 because of competition from developing countries. But that competition is falling off, according to Moyara Rusin, who teaches international finance at the Monterey Institute.
There are very few opportunities, and the U.S. seems like the better of several not-so-great options.
Rusin says now foreign investment is picking up again because investors see the U.S. as a safe haven. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.